Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Happy Easter, you guys. What a joyous time to be here together, to give thanks to the Lord for so many blessings, to rejoice in his resurrection, that all that he has done for us. For 40 days, we have journeyed through the hardships of Lent. If you really listen to the readings on Palm Sunday, maybe even on Good Friday, you saw in the scriptures that we desperately need God. They did back then, 2,000 years ago. They were right close to Jesus. They saw his miracles. They experienced his love. And when the hardships came, they accused, denied, betrayed. They were given to sinfulness. Maybe your Lenten journey was similar to mine like that. I said, God, I'm going to do so many good things for you. And then the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, I already failed. Our life, it seems so full of failure sometimes, so full of hardships, so full of suffering, that just like the disciples, all those that did not stick up for Jesus, we need God. We can't live this life with our own power, our own strength. Failure seems to be all around us, and tragedy and hardship. But today, the good news is, my friends, that Jesus overcomes evil with his death. And only Jesus can do this. If we try, like we tried at Lent and we failed, because Jesus faces evil, not with violence, not with sheer strength, but with love. On the cross, we saw the ultimate act of love, of dying for his friends, dying for those who rejected him, hated him, beat him, spit at him. Love, true love, only comes from the cross. Love necessarily means a bit of suffering. But through that suffering, on Easter morning, God will give us new life. It's not all up to us. No matter how many times we fail, God is there to pick us up again. He fell 3 times on his road. He's there in our falls, our failings as well. And so we place our hope in Jesus Christ, not in our own strength and ability, but in him who can save us. We can't save ourselves. So many people these days say, well, I'm a good person. I'm probably going to heaven. You're not good. Nobody's good. We're all do bad things, hey? But in the midst of our sorrow and sadness, Jesus can. Jesus can save us. If we cling to his cross, if we cling to his love, if we cling to the life he offers to us. And so we hear in the gospel this morning that Mary, in her sadness, went to the empty tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. And she encountered this, she went to the tomb, sorry, and she encountered an empty tomb. The empty tomb that Mary Magdalene and the disciples discovered on Easter morning is a sign sometimes of our emptiness, of our sadness, our loneliness. Or maybe we feel like our life is meaningless. But she stayed at the tomb. And it says she wept for Jesus. If we embrace the tombs in our life, the emptiness, and let Jesus appear to us, if we spend time in serious prayer, only then can Jesus appear to us, like he appeared to Mary Magdalene afterwards. And this, my friends, is what true joy is. It's the encounter with the living, resurrected Christ. We encounter Jesus first through the sacraments of the church. And in a few moments, we're going to celebrate the sacrament of baptism. And then we celebrate the sacrament of the Eucharist. We heard just a few days ago on Holy Thursday that before Jesus went to the cross, he gave us bread and wine as himself, his body and his blood, to show us that when we receive this Eucharist, he is with us in his resurrection. He is with us in his love. He is with us through our suffering. My friends, throughout this Easter season, let us spend more time in devoted prayer, appreciating all that God has done for us, maybe just this Lenten season, but done for us throughout our lives in Christ. Let us spend time in the emptiness of the tomb, in the emptiness of sometimes where our life is. Because when we entrust everything in tears, in prayer to our loving Father, to the resurrection of Jesus Christ through the holy power of the Holy Spirit, he will bring us love, hope, and joy. Happy Easter.